This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Pennsylvania cops respond to a restrained child call and find an 11-year-old boy handcuffed to an oil tank in the basement of his home. The boy tells police anytime his mom leaves him home alone, she restrains him or locks him in a closet. Mom, Chasity Candelario, admits, quote, she has a hard time controlling her children while she's away at work. So she restrains them.
Nancy, it's unclear how many children live in the home and if they were subjected to the same abuse. Lebanon County District Attorney Pierre Hess Graff commented on the case, quote, there's a difference between respect for authority and disciplining your child and abuse. This is abuse. Leaving a kid from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. chained, handcuffed, is absolutely horrifying. I can't imagine being that little boy and thinking this one person on earth who is supposed to love me and care for me and protect me, this is what she thinks is appropriate to do to me. Candelario was taken into custody and is now held at the Lebanon County Jail on a $100,000 bond.
Chasity Candelario, 33, charged with false imprisonment, unlawful restraint, and endangering welfare of a child. How about aggravated child abuse? Tyler Strack refuses to accept that his casual girlfriend ended the relationship. He buys and installs a tracker on her car, hoping to, coincidentally, run into her. Several years after the breakup, the woman discovers the tracker and immediately calls police. Florida cops link Strack to the tracker through Best Buy purchase records. The woman, shocked to learn Strack's the culprit, saying they only went out on a few dates. Eek! Tyler Strack, 22, now charged with stalking. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The only suspect ever charged in the 1996 killing of rap icon Tupac Shakur has failed to have his murder case dismissed. A judge in Las Vegas has ruled that Dwayne Keefe D. Davis cannot avoid prosecution, rejecting his claims of immunity deals with federal and local authorities. The 61-year-old Davis is accused of orchestrating the drive-by shooting that killed Shakur near the Las Vegas Strip after a casino brawl involving Shakur and Davis's nephew, Orlando Baby Lane Anderson. Prosecutors point to Davis's own admissions, including details from his 2019 memoir, where he described providing the gun used in the shooting. Davis has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and remains jailed as his trial is set for March 17th, though appeals could delay the process. The case marks a major development in one of hip-hop's most infamous unsolved mysteries. Tupac Shakur, a six-time Grammy nominee, was 25 when he was killed. His album, All Eyes on Me, was a massive success, solidifying his legacy as one of rap's most influential artists. A Georgia courtroom is the backdrop for a high-profile trial linked to the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Jury selection is underway in the case against former prosecutor Jackie Johnson, who faces charges of misconduct for allegedly interfering in the investigation of Arbery's death. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner reports.
In Glynn County, Georgia, the courthouse that convicted Ahmaud Arbery's killers now hosts the trial of former district attorney Jackie Johnson. She's accused of hindering police and shielding Greg McMichael, one of the men later convicted of Arbery's murder, from arrest. Jury selection began in the past several days with over 200 potential jurors summoned. Senior Judge John R. Turner has excused dozens who admitted to biases or hardships. Some potential jurors voiced strong opinions, with one calling the prosecution a witch hunt and another saying Johnson was just doing her job. Johnson faces charges of violating her oath of office and interfering in the investigation. Prosecutors allege she directed police not to arrest Travis McMichael, who fatally shot Arbery. All three men involved in Arbery's killing were convicted of murder in 2021 and also found guilty of federal hate crimes in 2022. Johnson denies wrongdoing, claiming she recused herself due to her connection with Greg McMichael. However, her indictment accuses her of favoritism and obstruction. With widespread attention on the case, officials summoned an unusually large jury pool, mailing 500 notices.
Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr's office is prosecuting the case, which underscores questions of accountability and justice.
Thanks, John. Eric Wells takes a staycation in a hotel in Fife, Washington, just 45 minutes from his home in Yelm. He plans to meet a friend in McKenna and leaves the hotel in his white Mercedes sedan. Just before arriving at the destination, he texts his parents about a flat tire, asking for their AAA membership info. He does not contact AAA and stops answering the phone. Later that day, his family reports him missing. Police search the area where his phone last pinged. No sign of him or his car. Cops fear foul play. Eric, 6'3", 200 pounds, blue eyes, brown hair that he usually keeps shaved. The words "family first" tattooed on both arms and "as I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no evil" across his chest. If you have info on Eric Wells, please call Fife, Washington PD, 253-922-6633. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.